like you say, the heavier you are, but the bigger the cut, bigger works, bigger wood, but then though, bigger size pile up the yard, the client come over, try to cool, we all have that wood, you know, go to a stick of wood, put on the fire, and a big fire here. Wasn't like this, it was a big one of that. Now they had a little lid over there, with a kettle on, a book on, I never forget that. The wood bag was walk with a lid like that. So they had a house over there, they called a Chinese house. Chinese is from this area. So they had the house over there in the yard. That house stayed there. It stayed there till the old lady, she stayed there till she died. She used to put a whole half a tree there. Because there's some of those trees out there. And just sawed off like that. The road that you get in your house, you got a fire there. That's why the road back where the fire had that, you could cook on one side and have fire on the other side. That's the way that house was built. That was a little bit case. There was a little one bull then. And then it kept on the food out in Chinese. They had Chinese coming out this stage, you know. You're not cooking. I don't know who much them had so many of them. Have about 25 or 30 of them. You should go get a bit of them. Bring them in, have a big guy, get out the kids, glass out the kids, different things. When they was coming, they work on the plantation. Cut glass. They clean that glass like that. They clean that glass like my hand, them Chinese. Clean that thing, clean. Had a hoop. Clean that thing, clean, bro. They would mess up every yard, they would pitch anything. They cut that thing where they could cut the grass, they didn't have water with it. They gave them with a whole bag of silver grass out of the ground. Yeah, that's the way it used to be in time. Don't forget it. They had a graveyard over there, used to bury a little place. But they had a graveyard over there, used to bury back in the corner over there. And a graveyard there, used to bury there. Chinese. I tell you, some of them used to build it, some of them kept the town. Kept on a build up like that, so it got up to the
yeah. Was the place fenced in?
Huh? Fenced in?
Yeah.
Well, that place over there, it never got fenced in. The road was fancy because they had cars, you know. Cars used to go up down the road, walk from one place to another, had wire fence from each side of the road, keep the car from going far. But we kept that up like that a while. Every gun's so high. I think about that last session, a few years ago, I think about that. And horses, so many horses, people back there with more sticks back there, so many horses. Then they had nowhere to put them. They never had a pasture. But they put them all in the pasture, a little bit of pasture, cows, horses, but free, you know. But that went on a while. Then when they got to tighten it up more and more, they got so much that they stopped that. They would set up, pass a real fence law. He had passed a limit. So they had passed the law. Nobody carried the rules. I'm too much. You call me in the room and drink all of their beer, you have to pay for it. So, liberty had it. So, he had cattle, a whole lot of cattle, and horses. He got so it made people pick up their horses and pick them all up in the pit. He had a big pit over there where he was cattle. So, you know, when he got to load them in the truck, he said, y'all bring them up here. He said, how about big wheels? Sell for $5, this horse, big horse, $5, $10, you could barely buy a horse. Well, you got rid of all them horses, you ship them on the way, you got rid of all the horses. Then the man started selling the cattle, and I was just a teacher back there.